Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. Welcome back to Isle of Man for hour two of our broadcast. Mary and I are coming to you live from the Seabourn Venture. It is nice having you aboard America's number one travel radio show today with us. Now heard on over 575 plus weekly stations across the USA. We are so thankful for that. It is such a blessing. And today's show, folks, well, it is part of the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. Back in New York, it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, April 20th. As we kick off these next 60 minutes together, our everything and anything in the world of travel, well, that's going to have us focusing on Expedition Cruising 101, because this unique ship that we're on, it is a polar-class expedition ship. If you're wondering what expedition cruising is all about, well, I promise you by the time we hit the bottom of the hour break, I think you'll be good to go.
Yes, for sure. So last week you heard us broadcasting live from London at the Milestone Hotel and Residences, and a full recap of last week's Let's Go America Tour London with photos, listener comments, show audio, and more has been posted on our website at rmworldtravel.com. You're going to find it right under the right on the homepage under Let's Go America Tours. Now, since Isle of Man is where we are today, and we've been expedition cruising all week with Seabourn, joining us live here in Seabourn Square on deck six is Seabourn Ventures expedition guide leader Friedrich Friedrichsen on mic four.
Yes, he is. So, you know, listen, we are only 1 week into this 2 week cruise. Friedrich, you may be, outside of the captain, the busiest man on the ship. Thanks for being part of the broadcast today.
Thank you. Well, great to be here.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate that. All right. Well, we're calling this segment Expedition Cruise 101. Many of our listeners back in the U.S. may have thoughts of what expedition cruising is. We want to try to help set the record straight on that. So, as you know, Mary and I have already experienced this week, these cruises, you know, they're different than traditional ocean cruises, right? You're not cruising to remote places around the world on the larger ships, so we can start right there. I want you to talk with us right now about the access a ship like Venture provides travelers, as well as even, you know, yourself as an expedition leader and the rest of the team.
Well, being on the Seabourn Venture, it is quite amazing because you can go to places that other bigger ships cannot go at all or are not allowed to go. So the size is a big factor for that. But also being polar class, having the wonderful equipment on board, it also allows us to go to remote regions that may be less charted, less visited, or not visited at all. So it's quite interesting to be able to have this opportunity to travel to these remote destinations. And as an expedition leader, it provides you with the challenges also of getting maybe to some new locations that you yourself might have not even ever been, because the ship is going there for the first time.
So let's talk about the guides. There are 24 guides on this ship, which is a key differentiator on these expedition cruises. You have scientists, photographers, researchers, undersea specialists, naturalists, all with really remarkable backgrounds from around the world. And, you know, as a passenger, at least for me, it's felt like, and we just really started, we have another full week to go. I'm looking forward to it. We kind of feel like, I was talking to some people last night, that we're sort of part of your team. We're kind of like, you know, we're obviously not as knowledgeable members, but we're part of this whole process, especially when you see something you're not expecting. But talk about the importance of the guides to the passenger experience.
Well, I can say, as you yourself, you've noted that you're learning from our specialist on board, and I myself am always also learning from the specialist on board, depending on what region we're going to, because we've got people with masters, PhDs in a really specialized field that are coming with us on these journeys. They're giving us enriching lectures, they're sharing with us during the recaps, and they're giving us insights into the places that we're going to that, you know, you might not ever get to know otherwise.
So it's very special.
So let's talk a little bit about that as well, because, you know, you have an interesting background, you know, having grown up in Iceland, a country we love and we've enjoyed visiting several times. You speak four languages. You've lived in the high Arctic. I know you enjoy the polar region, where you're also a certified senior polar guide. I mean, I could go on here, but, you know, so whether it's there, here, somewhere else, talk about some of the specific activities that you find passengers enjoy on these expedition cruises.
Well, one of the biggest activities that everybody usually loves going out in the Zodiacs, that is our rubber inflatable boats. They give us access like no other. We can go out and explore areas. We can land in remote beaches and regions of the world. And those are really the things that most people get so excited about, because you usually, if you come on an expedition cruise, it's amazing to be on the vessel, but for the team and for those that really enjoy expedition cruising, it's about getting to this destination, it's getting out there, and that's where the Zodiacs really excel. So that is the activity that that really is special to expedition cruising.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, those Zodiacs, a lot of fun, and they get us into all of these really tight areas.
I'm
kayaking this weekend. So, Friedrich, something else that I think really resonates and kind of sets these expedition cruises apart, it's that element of surprise. That's not to say that if you're ocean cruising, you might not see dolphins or an occasional whale, but that's sort of the intent of this in these waters and the waters that these ships go to. You never know when you're going to see something. I mean, you know, you might see a rare bird. You're in migration season for some of these seabirds, a whale, a seal. So I think that really enhances and adds to this unique experience, don't you think?
Absolutely. And one of the great things I love about expedition ships is that we are not just going from A to B. The experience is happening all the time. And if we do come across something along the way, we want to stop. If there is a blue whale right there, we're going to stop. We're going to have that wonderful interaction because we're not rushing to get to
it. And that right there is the difference between expedition versus if you see something like that on another ship, they're just going to keep going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, and Frieder, another big difference is pretty much all the exclusions are included. Now, there are some, if you want to do submarines or kayaking and certain things, right? Obviously, I get. But that's not the case on more traditional cruises. So right now, you know, you're talking to well over a million fans back at listen to the show back in the United States. So what's something right now that you can share with them, or something you might want to say to them to encourage folks listening to come aboard and try an expedition cruise?
Well, I can say that Seabourn Expeditions it's the best expedition company that I've ever sailed with, and we've got wonderful excursions on board and going out into these wonderful regions. There's always something to discover, and you may not know it, but you are absolutely going to love it, because it is really taking you to destinations that nobody else is going to go to. You're going to have stories to tell for decades to come, and you never know, you might just catch the expedition bug. We usually refer to, if you go to the polar regions, for example, you catch the polar bug, mm-hmm. and you're never going to forget the first time you see a polar bear, or you say meet some penguins, you know, crossing the road in front of you. It's just something that you're never going to forget.
Well, you and the team here, I'm not kidding, I mean, folks, every time we turn around, Friedrich is letting us know about this or that. He's and you're leading the folks in the morning to get out there to make sure everything's safe for everybody. You're a busy man, so when this cruise is over, you'll be, you know, hopefully get a day or two to recharge before the next one starts.
Yeah, it's been great getting to know you and the guides this week.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to throw this back to Dallas for a couple minutes for a few sponsor messages. That's important to keep paying the bills on the show. Then we'll be back here, right here on Seabourn Square, as we take a brief time out right now for some important sponsor messages. Our expedition cruise conversation is going to continue. Two more Seabourn expedition cruise leaders will be joining us live on set. They're getting ready as I speak. Stay with us, everyone. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time in all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at armworldtravel.com.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
The 5-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships provide ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive European river cruises. These are more than a cruise. They're hand-picked, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Everything is included, from e-bikes to your own butler, all dining and premium beverages, indulging in adventures inaccessible to ordinary travelers, and so much more. Visit sceniciusa.com to secure 2-for-1 fares and up to $3,000 in savings, or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America, as Mary and I rejoin you live from Isle of Man in the North Atlantic aboard the Seabourn Venture. This is our latest stop on the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. Today's G-Block is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Sometimes when we travel, things can happen that we didn't necessarily see coming. So in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. Don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. Visit travelguard.com/carry before you travel.
That's always a good idea, folks. Forbes, well, they've ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. When you think about, you know, what travel can cost and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered at travelguard.com/carry. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, the United Kingdom has absolutely stunning islands off its coast worth exploring. There are islands that belong to England, Wales, Scotland, and the Crown dependencies like Isle of Man, where we're coming to you from today. This week, we also visited Lundy Island just off the coast of Devon, England. There were others as well and more to come. And joining us to talk about the adventures we're experiencing in the British Isles are two of the Seabourn Expedition Guides today. We have Joe Cockrum. He's an ornithologist. That's bird research, of course. Those of you who love birds already know that. And we have Mike Smith, who specializes in marine conservation.
So, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here with us. I know you've got a busy schedule, so we really appreciate a little bit of time. So far today, we've talked with Captain Sasha. We had Sebastian on last hour. Friedrich, you just heard last segment with us. We have more of your colleagues scheduled for the show next week that we're going to do when we're all in Kirkwall together. But Mary and I thought we would change things up a bit for this segment. So these islands that we've been exploring this week, you know, they fly under the radar, right, for travelers for the most part, because they aren't easy to access, which goes back to the remote access, you know, expedition ships, you know, provide. So there aren't a lot of folks living on these islands. And Joe, I'm going to go with you first on this, which is part of the charm, we feel, by the way. So let's talk about Lundy. You know, the name is Old Norse for puffin.
Yep, it's Puffin Island, basically. Yeah. Lundy, Puffin Island.
Yeah, and you know, I know a lot about puffins, actually, between. So we were joking between, you know, exactly. But, you know, talk a little bit about Lundy and the fact that it is known as Puffin Island.
Okay, so Lundy has been a stronghold for seabirds in the southwest of England for a long time. There was a short period when rats invaded the island, and they were accidentally introduced. They were eradicated in 2006, and the seabird population has come back really strongly since then. There's now about 40,000 seabirds on the island, including 1,500 pairs of puffins. Unfortunately, we were able to find them on our visit there a couple of days ago.
Yes, and more to come, right, as we head north?
Yeah, the further north we go, the more puffins there's going to be.
Excellent. Everyone's favorite bird, the puffin and the penguin, but no penguins here. So, Mike, let's head to you now. So you've worked with seabirds as well, but I know you have spent a long time. There are other wildlife creatures here in these waters. You've spent a long time doing research on whales and dolphins, and we're in the territory, hopefully, of some of these marine mammals this week. I'm curious. I'd really love to hear what you enjoy most about working with marine mammals.
Yeah, so working with marine mammals is, they're large, charismatic animals, and it's always a thrill to see them in the flesh. And the background with me has been with ecotourism and trying to engage people with these beautiful animals, and it's seeing the experience from the people that see them for the first time.
Yeah, and teaching them also about, you know, how important knowing what's going on with them is to the health of the sea and everything, right?
Oh, exactly, yeah. Spreading that conservation message and trying to engage with people firsthand and inspiring people to to protect these beautiful wild spaces.
Yeah, because once they see it, hopefully they're more inspired to do that.
So, Mike, you know, this week we've sailed through the English Channel, the Irish Sea. You know, we're here in the North Atlantic right now. The ship stopped in Dublin, which gave everyone an opportunity to enjoy a city. And it was nice, you know, frankly, for us to get back there. Every time we've gone to Dublin, we've always flown in, so it was nice to arrive by ship. Today we're visiting what's known as the gem of the Irish Sea, Isle of Man. Earlier today, Calf of Man, we were all out there. This is a unique self-governing kingdom. They have their own currency and so forth. It's a rich, ancient Celtic and Viking history that's here. But, you know, to go back to earlier today, you know, with Calf of Man, and now here being in Douglas, I want you to give our listeners maybe a snapshot of this island from your perspective.
Yeah, so this morning, for instance, we woke up and we had a little bit of wind, so that was adventurous to begin with, a little bit of waves and some splash. But then the moment you get in the Zodiac and you're heading towards the Calf of Man, we could see all of the birds flying overhead and some of the beautiful creatures in the water as well. So it was definitely a sight to remember for the guests firsthand.
And what kind of seals are these that people are seeing? Unfortunately, we had a prep for the show. We missed the seals, but I'm sure we'll see more. What are they?
This morning we had grey seals.
Okay.
But the UK has two different species, the greys and the commons, sometimes referred to as harbour seals. But this morning we had greys.
Okay. All right. And hopefully we'll see some more as we head up the Scottish coast.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, Barry.
I want to get to the birds because, Joe, you gave a great lecture this week, and I haven't seen one yet, but I'm sure I will. And people were just amazed at the Arctic tern. Everyone loves the puffins. Everybody wants to see puffins. That's fine. Love puffins. But this particular bird is fascinating. Just give a few fun facts about how many miles it travels and where it comes from.
Yeah, that's my job in a nutshell. I want to open people's eyes to the amazing creatures they may not even have heard before. The Arctic tern is one of these things. It's a fairly small bird, a small seabird, but they nest up in this part of the world at this time of year, and then they migrate down to Antarctica for the winter. So every year they're flying from the Arctic basically down to Antarctica and back, and their daily foraging flights, that's 85,000 kilometers a year some of these birds are flying. If they live to be 30 years old, which many of them do, that's over 2 million kilometers these birds are flying in their lifetime. That's the equivalent of 3 return journeys to the moon. Just amazing creatures, and it's a real privilege to see them and to show them to our guests.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And so I have a question, same for both of you. Joe, you first, since you're an expert in seabirds, I mean, why do you think people should consider this itinerary that we're doing right now in the future?
So Northern Europe is a great place for seabirds, and the northwest coast of the United Kingdom especially so. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of seabirds here, including some really charismatic ones like the puffins, but of course lots of other species too. And at this time of year, the breeding season is getting underway. There's just birds everywhere, lots of activity. When we go to a good seabird colony, it's an all-round assault on the senses. You're seeing birds flying around all over the place, sitting in the water next to the Zodiac. You're hearing them as they're chattering away on the cliffs, and then you can smell them as well. Yeah, you really know you're in a seabird colony, and it's just an amazing all-round experience.
Well, I know when we were in London, we saw the banding going on, which I thought was fascinating, by the way.
Mm-hmm, they're tracking the migration.
That certainly was something.
Mike, same question for you. What is it, and I'm sure you've traveled all over the world, but what is it about the North Atlantic itinerary that you would recommend for people who are considering cruising up in this area of the world?
Yeah, well, we are really blessed with marine wildlife around here. We've got over 20 different species of marine mammals, and we've got actually the largest population of grey seals in Europe. We've got 95% of the grey seal population. So this is for sure the
in these waters up here?
Yeah, 95% of the European population and 40% of the world's population of grey seals are right here in the UK. So it's a brilliant spot to see this large, beautiful species.
I think a lot of people listening may be surprised. I'm surprised by that. Just
yeah, I'm very surprised
that.
By that, actually. And what about, do you think we have any chance at all? I know no guarantees at all here on these cruises, but any chance for dolphins or even like potentially a mink whale or anything?
Yeah, we'll try our best. Of
okay.
course, wildlife.
Thank you, Mike.
You can never guarantee it.
No, but we can keep on the lookout for it, right?
Well, sure.
Well, one thing that I will say, folks, that we found funny. So when we left Greenwich last week on Sunday, and Monday was a sea day as we moved along to get where we are, and it was a rainy day. I love the fact that you call rainy days for folks, you know, liquid sunshine. That I picked up. We have somebody in our team back in New York. Actually, I'm going to use that with him from now on, liquid sunshine. But that's a great way to look. But this day that we're having is beautiful, and it's been a great day to visit Douglas here. So, you know, next, Joe, I'll go to you on this. You know, next Saturday show, we're going to broadcast live April 27th. We'll be talking about Scotland, since that's where we're headed for week two of our travels. But since we're, you know, off to Rathlin in Northern Ireland after the show today, is there anything you want to share about that island with our listeners?
About Rathlin Island.
Yes.
Yes, Rathlin is a super interesting place because it's not just a seabird colony. There's people living there. It's a living, thriving community. People live there, they farm. And especially now with people being able to work remotely, it's just a very pleasant place to live. Work remotely, raise your family in a really sort of safe and stable environment. The population there, the human population, is actually growing because people are moving there to live. It's only a short ferry ride across from mainland Northern Ireland. So it's a great mixture of culture, people, and wildlife as well. So really looking forward to getting there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. And Mike, you know, as we get further in the North Atlantic, anything that we should be excited or looking out for?
Yeah, the chance of seals does increase dramatically as you go up towards Scotland. Scotland has most of the grey seal population in UK waters, so okay. That's very good if you're interested in finding.
All right, so we've got the binoculars on the table. We're going to have those ready. Well, guys, we very much appreciate it. We know you have a very busy schedule. All the expedition leaders here on the
busy, always
moving around. So we really appreciate you joining us both today. So thank you very much, guys. It's been a great cruise so far. I'm sure it will only continue to exceed expectations as we move ahead. So really appreciate it. Folks, we are going to, again, get ready to go to a quick commercial break. Up next, Seabourn's Jen Martin is going to join the program via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline as Rudy rejoins the program and the program. I do want to remind all of you that you tune in. You know, we archive every hour of every broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. It's usually up by about 2 p.m. Eastern time on Saturdays. And don't forget, you can connect with us on social media. Stay with us, everyone. Today's big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. Well, we're going to return after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Ditch those meal planning woes and make restaurant-quality meals at home with the help of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/carry. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh makes it quick and easy to get dinner on the table. And for a limited time, you can satisfy your sweet tooth and your wallet with free dessert. Join today and you're going to get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/carry. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/carry or find a link at REmeraldTravel.com under sponsors.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. Terrific show with Robert and Mary over in the seas aboard a seaborne ship. This segment of the show is sponsored by 24/7 burglar busting protection called simplysafe.com/carry. You know, springtime is all about fresh air and fresh starts, which means it's the perfect time to take a fresh look at simplysafe.com/carry. This award-winning security system blankets your whole place in protection with sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Plus, a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras keep watch over your property day and night, whether you're home or away. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, so you get fast emergency response should you need it. And with no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free and receive 20% off any new system. That's because you're going to put carry at the end of this address. Just go to SimpliSafe, and simply is spelled with an I, not a Y. SimpliSafe, all one word, simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. And now we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Jen Martin. She is the Director of Product Development Expeditions with Seabourn. And Seabourn, of course, is the luxury ship that Robert and Mary are on even as we speak. Jen, welcome to the show. I, of course, am envious that my co-hosts Robert and Mary are there cruising the Irish Sea in luxury aboard a Seabourn ship. But they tell me that Seabourn is working on letting folks know about a great destination that's perhaps unfamiliar to many Americans, which is the South Pacific. That covers a lot of territory. How many ships do you have overall, and how many do you have in the South Pacific?
Thanks, Rudy. Great to be here. We have 7 ships in the fleet. And we have two of those that are dedicated specifically to expedition. One of those two is currently in the South Pacific.
And what is an expedition seaborne ship compared to a regular seaborne vessel?
It's really all about focusing on destination. We're trying to find places that are very hard to get to, that can offer people a really amazing experience, and we're taking them ashore with a team of 24 expedition team members. It's all about education, connecting people with place, and really finding these experiences that are difficult to have on your own.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I visited a few of the destinations your ships serve in the South Pacific, including a few islands of Indonesia and Micronesia, in particular the island of Truk, which is in Micronesia, whose lagoon is filled with sunken Japanese warships from World War II, popular place for divers. But there are so many fascinating stops on the itinerary that I looked at. I was guessing, and I think you're confirming, that taking a cruise ship is a very efficient way to visit a number of South Pacific sites that most of us have maybe never heard of or let alone seen.
I think that's exactly the point. It's really difficult to get to these places. Some of them do not have any air connectivity. They're hard to find. And if you want to go to a group of them all together, going by ship allows you to come up right in front of these very remote villages or very remote islands and go ashore within 5 minutes. It really makes it an easily accessible place.
Do you know how many passengers the expedition ship in the South Pacific holds?
Maximum is 264.
And you're saying there are 24 guides. That's almost 10 people to a guide.
Yeah, we've really set it up that way. And we also have 24 Zodiacs, so we can take everyone ashore all at the same time if we need to. But we try to keep the group small. We want people, again, to connect with the people of these locations and the places themselves. And anything we can do to facilitate that is really part of the experience.
I love the sound of this cruise. I'm just guessing that even though there are those fabulous, interesting sunken Japanese warships in the atoll at Truk, that your guests might not have time to scuba dive and go see them. Would they or do they?
We will. We'll snorkel,
really?
We'll scuba dive. We have submersibles on board, so we'll be able to go down a little deeper. We're going to focus specifically on all the water-based history that's in that lagoon.
And are your expedition ships constructed differently than your more well-known cruise ships? Ocean-going
they are.
Ships?
Yes, we use them in polar regions. So they're polar class 6, which means they're reinforced for ice. But we also have set them up so that, again, the focus is on how do we get people outside on the deck? How can we showcase the location? Can we make it easy for people to get down and board the Zodiacs? Where do they find those things? Mm-hmm. They're set up all with the purpose of making this easy.
You don't have to worry about ice in the South Pacific anytime
during
the year. But is this ship operating on a seasonal basis or around the year?
It's operating seasonally. So this particular ship, Seabourn Pursuit, spends this time of the year across the South Pacific and all the way to northwestern Australia. And then she's spending the North American winters in Antarctica because it's summertime down there.
So it does have to have some kind of ice capability. Where is your other expedition ship based?
She's going out of the Atlantic, so she's spending her time between Antarctica and the high Arctic and all points in between.
So if I wanted to do the South Pacific, how far ahead would I have to book?
We have enough space on all of the trips coming up, with the exception of one or two. I think, you know, you could make the decision pretty quickly if you want to come this season with us. We have plenty of space on all of the trips we're running. If you want to wait until next year, those are starting to book now, and we're showing some great interest. And, you know, we have all these different destinations that are focusing on nature, beautiful culture, and all the, you know, all the things that this place has to offer.
And once again, when does the South Pacific season begin?
We're in our very first voyages right now. So you could say that they start from about April until the beginning of June, and then they pick up again after the Kimberley season in, say, late July, early August, and go until September.
Okay, and there's still some openings for this year.
Yes, absolutely. We've got space. We'd love to have people come.
And are there openings for the other cruise ship that does Antarctica?
There are. We have lots of trips in Greenland, Iceland, Arctic Canada, the UK and Ireland. Those are all happening now, and there's space on each of those. We'd love to showcase that part of the world.
Jen Martin is the Director of Product Development, Expeditions with Seabourn. Jen, thank you so much for joining us. You can find all information about these ships and their routes and stops by going to seabourn.com, and Seabourn is spelled S-E-A-B-O-U-R-N. Jen, thanks.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie. You know, one of the things we enjoy about luxury hotels is the great beds they often provide. And nothing much better than having a quality, comfortable mattress to ensure a good night's sleep. There's nothing much better. Which is why we can't say enough good things about the folks at HelixSleep.com/Carrie. Because that's what they deliver. Helix Sleep owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door free of charge with a 100-night risk-free trial. These mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines, and they're recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And as a listener to this show and for a limited time, you can save 30% at Helix Sleep. That's H-E-L-I-X, Helix Sleep, all one word, helixsleep.com/Carrie. Or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. How would you like to do public relations for an entire country? Well, we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to meet a woman who does just that. Vicki Miller is the Director of Marketing for Scottish Tourism. And I know Robert and Mary are enjoying their time visiting Scotland and some Scottish islands this week. Ms. Miller, welcome to the show. Thanks to you, been introduced to a new word, which is set jetting. Can you define that for our listeners?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, Scotland has hosts many, many film and TV shows. And I think that provides kind of real rich inspiration for people to actually come here and experience what we've got to offer. So what they see on TV and in the movies. So we call them set-getters. So if you think of Outlander, The Avengers, Harry Potter, James Bond and many other TV and films were made in Scotland and have inspired many people from the US to come and enjoy what Scotland's got to offer.
And can one find the settings for some of those shows, for Outlander, for example, maybe a James Bond film or two?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you go to visitscotland.com, you will see a film map of Scotland, and it shows all of the different locations that have been included in our TV that have been used as part of the filming. And we also have an Outlander map, so you can go and explore all the different locations that Outlander was filmed. So really useful resources if you are a set-getter.
Set-getter. I love that. Very briefly, how important is tourism to Scotland, and what are some of the attractions U.S. visitors generally want to see on a first visit?
I mean, absolutely. Tourism is integral to the Scottish economy. It supports over 230,000 jobs. It's worth $11 billion to the Scottish economy, and it's very much at the heart of the Scottish economy. It touches every community. It benefits every community right across our wonderful country. In terms of what it has to offer, so much, many visitors come here for the beauty, for the landscape, the scenery, but also the history and culture, to research their ancestral connections to Scotland. And of course, we cannot forget all of those kind of Scottish icons, so whiskey, golf, tartan, and they are so important and bring so many people to our shores.
I want to ask you a bit about ancestral visits, because I did a television show once a while back in Scotland, and I recall meeting with a woman who specializes in helping folks who have ancestors from Scotland find information on their families. And beyond curiosity, that information, I thought, could help someone actually become a Scottish citizen. Is that still true?
Yeah, I mean, so at least 40 million people across the globe claim to have Scottish ancestry. Wow. And I think the whole explosion in DNA-based ancestry has kind of really taken off. So on an ancestral trip to Scotland, you can discover how your ancestors lived and follow in their footsteps. And that can be quite an emotional experience. And I don't know if your listeners will have seen Eugene Levy's ancestral adventure in Scotland. That was recently on TV, and really did kind of really connect with him. It was his mother's ancestry that he was tracing all the way to Glasgow in Scotland. Right. It's a wonderful experience to have.
Is there a way someone can find out about help with ancestral research?
Absolutely. So again, if you go to visitscotland.com, there is a whole section on experiencing and researching your ancestry in Scotland, and it will provide you with all of the links and information that can help you to do that.
Perfect. Vicki Miller is the Director of Marketing for Scotland, and thank you for dropping in and chatting with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Finding more information couldn't be easier. The website is just visitscotland.com. We'll be right back with more Travel Talk. Don't go away.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Thanks for being aboard with us these 120 minutes today. And as Mary and I reconnect with you from the Isle of Man for the J-Block, before we take you to the Jameson Whiskey Distillery in Dublin, where we were earlier this week, all part of the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom with Seabourn, while we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not a fan of travel planning, go guided with Colette and enjoy your destination without all the stress of making travel plans. If you have your heart set on on visiting Great Britain and Ireland, Colette's going to make sure you see the sights you want to see and experience something different. Sip whiskey at a Scottish distillery, enjoy Irish song and dance in Dublin, or enjoy some tea and all that's offered in London.
Well, that all sounds great, folks. Every Colette adventure includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time so you can do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more info or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And as the Colette message just said, Scotland does have whiskey, and that's where we're headed as we broadcast live from Kirkwall next weekend. But when you think Ireland, you probably think Jameson or maybe Bushmills whiskey. Robert, I know you're a fan of the 15 or 21-year-old Redbreast Irish whiskey.
They are two of my favorite. They are, yeah.
Yes. And during our visit to Dublin this week, we decided to pay a visit to the Jameson Whiskey Distillery. It's open to the public, and hear some of that conversation with their executive, Helen Lorden.
Well, Helen, we thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time today. Here we are, the water of life we're going to talk about. Say hello to America and everyone tuned in via our 575-plus stations across the USA.
Hi, everyone, and thank you, Robert and Mary, for having me, and you're very welcome here to Jameson Distillery, Bow Street.
Well, thank you. We really enjoyed our time here. So let's start off with educating our show fans right now. You know, Scottish whiskey has no E. Irish whiskey has the E. I've heard some folks say E can stand for excellent or extra for the Irish whiskeys. My point is, you know, what makes Irish whiskey unique is it's typically triple distilled, while Scottish whiskey is double distilled. So, you know, then there's American whiskey. We're all over the place, but that's a story for another time. So I want you to share, you know, right now what the triple distilling process does to Irish whiskey.
Well, Robert, you're absolutely right. So Irish whiskey does have an E, an extra E, and also we distill that, I guess, one time extra. So bourbon, American whiskey, typically distill just once, Scotch twice, and Irish whiskey distilled three times. And really the reason for that is for that extra smoothness. It makes it a very balanced taste profile and overall, yeah, very balanced.
I'll just say my answer would be it just tastes delicious. So we just came through our tasting, obviously. So, you know, here we are at on Bow Street, the original site of the original Jameson Distillery going back to 1780. There's a lot of history here. You've won several awards, quite a few, World's Leading Distillery Tour. It is an experience for sure. Before we talk about our experience that we had today, what are some other offerings that people enjoy?
So Bow Street really offers a diverse range of experiences for everybody. We have the cocktail making class, which is a super fun, super dynamic class led by our expert mixologists here in Bow Street. Suitable for groups, suitable for if you want to come in by yourself. And you make up to three cocktails in the class. We also have our Jameson Black Barrel blending class. That's where people get to make up a blend and take home a blend of their own. Super special, maybe for those more whiskey connoisseurs and those looking to get to know whiskey a bit more. And my personal favorite, it's actually just recently launched. It's the Taste Table, a really special experience. It's a whiskey and chocolate pairing. And I mean, whiskey and pairing, what's not to love
about that? So, you know, so we did just do a tasting, but it was so much more than a tasting, this experience, the Bow Street experience that we had today. Just talk a little bit about how immersive it is in terms of what we learned.
Absolutely. So today you would have taken part in the Bow Street experience, our flagship experience, really. And that tour effectively talks you through the production process associated with Irish whiskey, but not just that, a lot of the history, as you mentioned here, that we have on Bow Street, and takes you through, interestingly, some of, you know, Ireland's own history, which is also super interesting. But yeah, we get to talk through distillation, fermentation, some of the key steps involved in whiskey making, and of course, maturation as well.
I think if they may have been here in the past, I was here, I think we were saying maybe 2010, 2011 or so in the past, very different experience now. It's actually far more enhanced. I would encourage people to come back for that. And, you know, and I love that this location, you know, we're nearly 250 years old. So you're not just enjoying, you know, a very good Irish whiskey, you're indulging in history. You know, you offer the blending classes like we talked about. There's cocktail making classes. There's the whiskey tastings. The cast drawing experience that's right here by JJ's Bar from us, also an experience. So folks, you know, they don't have to do any of that, right? I mean, they can come and just enjoy a drink if preferred. So what I do think is important is right now, folks listening back in the U.S., they're thinking, yeah, I want to do that when I'm in Dublin. How much time do you feel they need for a meaningful experience here?
So I would say each of the experiences that I've mentioned take around an hour, and then I would add on another hour just to soak up the atmosphere. As you say, Robert, people are more than welcome to just come and sit in the bar and enjoy a drink, enjoy a cocktail. So I think a couple of hours.
Helen, it has been a terrific experience today, and this is definitely a must-see. And like you said, Robert, if they don't have, I would say make time for the tour, but if you don't, stop in and get a glass of whiskey or get a cocktail. And we really appreciate your time today and your team's time. We had a fabulous tour guide. She did a good job upholding the legacy of Irish storytelling. Thank you so much, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in to see us. Thank you.
All right, everyone, as we return live now to the Seaboard Adventure again, if you're headed to Dublin, we encourage you to go experience the Jameson Distillery yourself and share what you enjoy most with us when you do. The website for more info is just jamesonwhiskey.com, and be sure to add that E to whiskey for the Irish whiskey. Now we're off to Scotland as week two of the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom is about to begin. Stay connected with us all week through our social media channels or our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentary that runs across our network. Until next week, when we join you live from Kirkwall on April 27th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone here at Seaborn. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.